They skirted the puddles, being careful not even to touch the ones that were glowing with what might have been radiation or witchlight. They passed a broken pipe that was exhaling a listless plume of green steam, and Susanna suggested they hold their breath until they were well past it. Roland thought that an extremely good idea. 30 or 40 yards further along, she bid him stop.
"I don't know, Roland," she said, and he could hear her struggling to keep the panic out of her voice. "I thought we had it made in the shade when I saw the Lincoln door, but now this here."
Her voice wavered, and he felt her draw a deep breath, struggling to get herself under control.
"This all looks different, and the sounds, how they get in your head."
He knew what she meant. On their left was an unmarked door that had settled crookedly against its hinges, and from the gap at the top came the atonal jangle of Toad Ash chimes, a sound that was both horrible and fascinating. With the chimes came a steady draft of stinking air. Roland had an idea she was about to suggest they go back while they still could, maybe rethink this whole going under the castle idea, and so he said, "Let's see what's up there. It's a little brighter anyway." As they neared an intersection from which passages and tiled corridors rayed off in all directions, he felt her shift against him, sitting up.
"There," she shouted, "that pile of rubble. We walked around that. We walked around that, Roland, I remember."
Part of the ceiling had fallen into the middle of the intersection, creating a jumble of broken tiles, smashed glass, snags of wire, and plain old dirt. Along the edge of it were tracks.
"Down there," she cried, "straight ahead. Ted said I think this is the one they called Main Street. And Dickie said he thought so too. Danny Rostov said that a long time ago, around the time the Crimson King did whatever it was, that darkened thunderclap, a whole bunch of people used that way to get out. Only they left some of their thoughts behind. I asked her what feeling that was like, and she said it was a little like seeing dirty soap scum on the sides of the tub after you let out the water. Not nice, she said. Fred marked it, and then we went all the way back up to the infirmary. I don't want to brag and queer the deal, but I think we're going to be okay."